Hello, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is today's news. A major fire is in progress between Lozère and Aveyron. The flames have already ravaged 700 hectares of vegetation since yesterday evening. As a safety measure, 3,000 residents and vacationers were evacuated overnight. Hundreds of firefighters are mobilized on site, and considerable efforts and resources have been deployed. Other fires are still in progress elsewhere in France. For example, in Isère, where the fire on the Chartreuse Massif is not yet under control, but the situation is stabilizing. 100 hectares have gone up in smoke. In the rest of the news, Éric Dupond-Moretti is expected early this afternoon in the 4th arrondissement of Paris, Rue des Rosiers, where an attack took place in a kosher restaurant 40 years ago to the day on August 9, 1982. The tragedy had resulted in 6 deaths and 22 people injured. The Minister of Justice will preside over a ceremony in tribute to the victims. In this case, there has been no trial, and the only suspect continues to claim his innocence. Abroad, the residence of Donald Trump in Florida has been searched by the FBI. The former president of the United States claims to be the victim of political persecution. According to several American media, the operation is linked to an investigation into poor management of classified documents. Taiwan's military began a live ammunition artillery exercise today, simulating the island's defense against a possible attack from China. Several hundred troops have been deployed this morning. This democratic and autonomous island lives under the constant threat of an invasion by China, which considers Taiwan as part of its territory. And then the rescue operation of the beluga. The animal has been stuck for a week in the Seine, in Saint-Pierre-la-Garenne in Eure. It will be moved to a salty water basin today, where it will receive additional care before being released into the sea. You've been listening to today's news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.